Together, they were called Grimm's Grotesques, the seven top executives of Grim Tuesday. He had made them by melding the three denizens who had once served him as Dawn, Noon, and Dusk into one that was then recast into seven.
"I must return to the works," said Grim Tuesday. "There is still too much nothing leaking through Southwest Down 13, and only I can stem it. But someone must go and get this Arthur Penhaligon to sign over his mastery and the first key. Not you, Yan. I need you with me. Tan is still below, so it must be you, Tethera."
The servant holding the ink bottle nodded.
"Take Methera. Two of you should be sufficient. Work within the strictures we used before on that world, in the year 1929. Do not call me unless you must, or I shall dock the cost from your pay. Send a telegram. It's cheaper."
Tethera nodded again.
"And if you see an opportunity to quietly expand my collection," added Grim Tuesday with a slow smile, "take it."
"And this scrap of cloth, this pocket?" asked Yan. "Shall you do as the messengers ask? It stinks of upper-floor sorcery." Grim Tuesday bit the knuckle of his gauntleted hand, then slowly nodded.
"I will. It is no great matter. A raising of some kind. A Kosigru or spirit-eater."
"Forbidden by law and custom," reminded Yan.
"Bah!" snorted Grim Tuesday. "It is not of my making, even should I care for old laws. We lose working time nattering here. Raise steam!"
The last two words were shouted back at the train. Overseers shouted in answer, slapping servants with the flat sides of their falchions to get them to unload the last of the barrels of nothing faster. Other servants eased themselves between the spikes on the locomotive to disconnect water pipes, while a score of the dirtiest and most malformed denizens hurried to push the last few wheelbarrows piled with bagged coal up to the locomotive's tender. Grim Tuesday walked back to the front carriage, followed by Yan. Tethera went the other way, towards the main entrance of the station. This was not only a vast door out into the workshops and industries of the remnant far reaches, but for those who knew the spell, it could also be transformed for a short time into the front door of the house, which led out to all the secondary realms beyond, including the world of Arthur Penhaligon.